You're with Julian on The Brown Note, and a review of American Fiction, gradually working my way through the remnants of the Oscar nominees. This was nominated for quite a lot. Five Academy Awards, including Best Picture. It won Best Adapted Screenplay, and the Jeffrey Wright performance was an outlier for winning Best Actor. Didn't have much of a push. It's a debut by Cord Jefferson, who was associated with... what films? The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. Master of None, I've heard of that one. The Good Place, heard of that one. And the HBO limited series of the Watchmen comic book. It stars Jeffrey Wright as a serious writer who also works at a college. Very good opening scene, actually, where he writes the title of a novel which contains the N-word on a board, and a white blue-haired lady, complains vociferously about this, which is actually probably one of the best scenes in the film. Because it works on a lot of levels, and she complains about him to the school faculty, and he's asked to go on leave and go back to Boston, where his family are from, and have a sabbatical and go to a book fair, which he does, and we find out that his family ties are extremely problematic and anxiety-inducing, and the twin pillars of his life are the fact that he's got a claim for his writing, but he's not getting any commercial success and can't get his new book published. And then he's got these latent problems with his very posh African-American family, where everyone is a doctor or a lawyer. Like, just about absolutely everyone in the family, who have, like, a beach house in the Hamptons. And so most of the film is him staying in this sort of environment in the Hamptons and dealing with his mother, who has approaching senility, or actually is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and his sister as well, who dies very early on in the picture. So he's sort of stuck there for a while. And there's these two parallel films. One is his family life and reconnecting with his estranged brother and dealing with his apparently awful father, and his slightly less awful mother, who's still alive, but they have to put into a home, and we go through the finances of them being able to do that. And that's one parallel film with the other one, which is he becomes deeply, deeply offended by this African-American female writer who writes this very funnily named... it's almost blaxploitation, but... it's like she's very posh and she comes from university background and writes this very ghetto language book with very ghetto language, and it becomes a bestseller and she's on every chat show in the whole country, which annoys him so much that he ends up writing a book as a kiss off to the fact that white America, and indeed black America, is celebrating this very sort of ghettoized version of what a black person is. So he writes the worst version of that he can possibly do. And of course it becomes a bestseller. And that's, these two parallel films run alongside each other with him dipping between the two worlds. I've got to say, I found this film to be a failure. I think ultimately the idea of black Americans pretending to be more hood has cropped up in quite a few films. I mean, wasn't there a comedy with Will Ferrell and I can't remember who else, where the black guy was supposed to teach Will Ferrell how to survive in prison, but he actually had no idea. But he just like went along with it. And I think it's come up a few times. It's not, it feels a little bit old hat. I think the ultimate irony of this film is that the critics' response to this film is a little bit like the critics' response to the books in the film. Everything is really handsomely mounted. I love the music from Laura Cartman, I don't know who that is, but the music I did note was really lovely in the background. And I really liked John Ortiz, who's shown up in quite a few films, even like the Fast and the Furious franchise. He's like Ari from Entourage, but watered down. And he's the agent for the Jeffrey Wright novelist. And he keeps pushing this book. And Jeffrey writes, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do this. I wrote it to lambast and parody and shove it in their faces, and now they love it. And he pretends to be a gangster on the run, and he has to do scenes where he talks hood and so on. Now, the problem I have with this film is it seems like it's rich on the surface and rich for the modern era to focus on these things, but it also felt a little bit old-fashioned that I'm sure these things have been focused on quite a lot. The whole sort of blaxploitation hood culture being promoted in the media. I'm sure lots of films have done this. And I didn't notice that much in the way that was new or revolutionary about the way they did it here. But also, it's the worst part of this is you go in thinking that it is all about this satire on American literature and American white people lionizing gang culture and all of this stuff. But 80% of the film is this family drama, which is well done and very well acted and kind of ordinary and a little bit boring. And 20% of the movie is this satire, which is occasionally hilarious, particularly when John Ortiz and Jeffrey Wright are in the office debating how to navigate these circumstances. But the two films don't fit together. And I felt like the 20% of the film that was the satire should have been the 80% of the film, because that's a much more interesting and rich vein to sort of go through. Whereas the family drama side of things starts to get a little bit dreary. And it's obvious. There's lots and lots of family dramas in this vein. Ironically, given that The Holdovers by Alexander Payne was another Oscar contender and another Best Actor Oscar contender, it really reminded me a bit of a combination between Sideways, if the Giamatti character was the writing, you know, this ghetto book, or selling out, basically, to critique the industry but becoming really famous off the back of it, and also the George Clooney starring one, The Descendants, and that whole big family thing where they're they're sort of in a beachside environment where it all happens. And it's all fine, it just doesn't offer anything new, and I didn't find the family dramas to be particularly insightful or unusual. And they dominate the film so much. And then when we do get the satire of the novel, I felt like it was all scenarios that you would, you know, it's not that deep to see Jeffrey Wright, very, very posh Jeffrey Wright, pretending to be Hood a few times on the phone. And that was about as far as it went. I didn't think it was that insightful. It's unintentionally insightful in the fact that it's got so lionized by white critics and black critics. In the end, his book actually ends up in the National Literature Awards that he's judging. And I thought there was a certain irony about how bad that book was and this film both being sort of praised so much by critics across the spectrum. I thought there was a lot more they could have mined. I wish they'd have dialed the family stuff back massively, as it's not that interesting seeing rich people having bad families and talking about things and reconnecting. So I don't really understand the acclaim this film's got, unless it is, as the film says, white people have a fascination with black people doing this. I don't know. I mean, it's a boring film. The two sides of the film are incredibly unbalanced, and they don't go together. And there's no route through for the satire. Perhaps the biggest irony of the film is they do a jump finish before doing lots of other finishes. And the jump finish that they do, the dead one, is actually the best one. And if they'd have left the film there, I think I would have felt a little bit better. But then they go through this incredibly messy final fifth of the film, which doesn't add anything to it. And I thought, actually, if you'd have cut it off when you cut it off, instead of breaking the fourth wall like they did, it might have been a little bit better. But overall, it's not a great film. Jeffrey Wright, I expect to be this good. He's that good in every single film I've seen him in. He's a brilliant actor. And John Ortiz, a great role for him. Nice music, atmospheric, very boring, not that insightful, not showing us anything we haven't seen before. So unfortunately, American Fiction, I'm going to give a 6 out of 10.